All right, looks like more emergency traffic to tell you about. Here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We just want to give you an update of the status of these two problems in traffic. If you're a downtown driver, just, again, be aware that 4th South, the accident at 5th West, right by the freeway on-ramp, that is still closed. They are not planning to reopen that for about another 45 minutes to an hour. So if you're traveling westbound, which is closed between 4th and 5th West on 4th South, and you're trying to get to I-15 to go north into Davis County, you need to get to it by either 6 North or make your way over to I-215 and head north that way. Now, our other big problem is in Tooele County, a closure of westbound I-80 at exit 77 from the earlier deadly crash. This is west of Grantsville. Now, remember, westbound I-80, the road itself has been damaged. It's going to take quite some time for UDOT workers to repair the pavement, and they're expecting this closure to last well into the evening, maybe even the nighttime. If you're headed eastbound coming from the Nevada state line through Tooele County and trying to get to anywhere by Stansberry Point, Lake Point, or on into Salt Lake County, eastbound traffic is reduced to only one right lane. University of Utah Healthcare is proud to care for our Olympic and Paralympic athletes as the newest member of the U.S. Olympic Committee's National Medical Network. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.